Jan Lahman, commentary number 15 from U.S. Penitentiary in Tucson, February 8th, 2012. Topic, National Occupy Day in support of prisoners.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Hello, everyone. This is Jan Lahman, your political prisoner voice, coming to you from the U.S. Penitentiary in Tucson, Arizona. I have some important and exciting news to share with all of you. This February 20th, Occupy Oakland is calling for and conducting a National Occupy Day in support of prisoners. Many, many other Occupy groups, joined by political prisoner supporters, human rights groups, justice and peace activists, and student and community groups around the country, have already given their support and participation to what appears will be a nationwide event. As the Oakland Occupy call-out states, quote, prisons have become a central institution in American society, integral to our politics, economy, and our culture. Between 1976 and 2000, the United States built, on average, a new prison each week, and the number of imprisoned Americans increased tenfold, unquote. Presently, there are about 2.5 million men, women, and children locked up all across this country. A disproportionate number of prisoners are Black, Latino, or Native, and just about every one of us, whites and people of color, were poor before we got locked up, and we are even poorer now. The conditions in jails and prisons are too often brutal and dangerous, with very poor medical care, little if any job training or other programs to help the men and women make it once they are released. Yet all of this is costing billions upon billions in tax dollars. The United States imprisons more people and for longer sentences than any other country in the world. One quarter of all the prisoners in the world are locked up in the USA. We are wasting so much money and damaging so many lives, not only of the prisoners, but also of the children and families and communities they came from, in this endless cycle of locking up more and more people for longer and longer periods. Since last summer, when the first Occupy gatherings took off, political prisoners across the country, along with thousands and thousands of other conscious and concerned prisoners, looked with great interest and admiration at this insightful and determined new Occupy movement. From early on, we prisoners felt we were part of the 99%. In fact, way down in the bottom of the 99%. So, it is with enthusiasm and hope we salute you all on February 20th. We will certainly continue to learn from, support, and work with all of you Occupy folks in the future. To find out more about and from political prisoners, I invite you to check out forwardstrugglemag.org. That is www.4struggle-mag.org. Finally, let's all remember, freedom
is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light. What you gonna stand?